Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't think this list is meant to uplift you. It's just things that you could weigh as much as a car.
You think? Yeah, I'm feeling very uplifted right
now. An old upright piano is 300 pounds.
All right, we're done. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So the machine.
Wait. Here you go.
Oh, last no. One.
A newborn elephant can weigh 300 pounds. So at least and not a full grown, a newborn.
Adorable.
Thank yes.
Thank you very much. Glad to hear it. You know what posting Wordle, how I did on my Wordle is without giving the answer or anything like that? That's just like a cat picture. That's just like a cat. You're chewing up Facebook for absolutely no reason, all right?
Yeah.
Put something up amusing.
Or of right? value.
You post your Wordle solution, then you put your cat video, then every once a year it's like, 13 years ago I married my best friend.
Oh, Mike. You're... Okay.
So I'm pissing everybody off right now. Oh, by the way, if you say that in any kind of social gathering, would pizza be okay? You know, Carl and I both, I think, both thrust our arms at my... Pizza's fine. Yeah. And I do get one meal per week to throw caution to the wind. So that'll be fun.
Is there a time limit on the meal?
It's 8 hours. 8 hours of pure eating.
Oh, it's Saturday. It's
Carl,
treat day.
It's the long lunch.
Saturday is treat day, pony boy. Saturday is treat day.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Things a fat man does differently. Things a fat man does differently.
It's, can you see who are that? You talking about here?
Can you see that?
I can't tell. It's a coffee mug.
With?
Shrooms?
No.
Oh. Black
What's coffee. In there? Black coffee.
I thought
no
you
sweetener.
I thought you were always a black coffee guy.
No. No, since I rediscovered coffee,
yeah.
I was doing my, latte.
The frappe, yeah.
Frappe, bappe. Yeah. But I was still trying to put some artificial sweetener in it. But this is now free of creamer, free of it. This is black coffee. Something that's brand new to me again. Here we are. I'm fine with it. That's step number one.
I learned the... this is probably not appropriate, but... What? Well, it's a show, so I'll let you know. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday!
When I was a kid, the only two movies my parents would let us watch was Naked Gun, which is probably not appropriate for a kid.
That's funny.
And Police Academy, not appropriate for a kid, with the nudity, and Airplane.
Different rules in the Hispanic community.
Yeah, they don't care. Like, if it's funny, watch it. And
well, I saw the family that came into one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen.
There was a 5-year-old. It's all Latinos. Yeah. We're just like, hey, we're going as a family. Well, we'll have nightmares as a family. Airplane franchise, where is it one or two where she says, I like my coffee black like my men.
It might have been.
Right?
They did racial humor in the Airplane franchise. Yeah.
When I was young, that was just the one line that, like, caught me. I didn't understand it. I just thought it was so funny, and it was coming from a little white girl.
Great line.
So I would say that, like, sporadically.
Oh. At the age of roughly...
Yeah, roughly eight, 9 years old.
I've been teaching Michael how to tell a joke, and the joke I've been teaching him is this joke. And I'm saying this because when he comes in, he can't do it. He doesn't know how to do it yet. He's eight. It's probably not an appropriate joke for an 8-year-old. A lady walks into a bar with a duck on a leash.
Mm.
Drunk guy sitting at the bar looks over at her and says, hey, lady, where'd you get the dog? She looks at him and says, my dear sir, this is not a dog. It is a duck. Drunk says, I was talking to the duck. But anyway, saying the lady's a dog.
Not appropriate.
So he can't. So he. So he's.
Well, then.
He tried to tell it. We were over with friends yesterday, and he tried to tell it again, and he can't. It's just. He has. All right. I believe that my son has the chip of the comedy chip A little more sophisticated than the average.
How about selling him on a PC joke when he's 8 years old?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a guy, a drunk calling a lady a dog. I mean, I'm sorry.
Probably not appropriate for,
you know, these days. I do. I get some sort of free pass when it comes to
I feel like being an
older father?
No, I feel like you get a free pass for acknowledging that, okay, that joke was, you know, probably tasteless in the 80s, still tasteless now. But for an 8 year old, not appropriate. Teach him another
joke. Well, most of the jokes that I tell are not, look, the world of comedy and the world of laughing and things that really make me laugh. By the way, I don't know who to thank, but this is when we hopefully will someday get a video element in here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a video. You know, I've done an impression of Ina Garten.
Yes.
And she's got a new show with like celebrities now.
Yes.
So she's in the news. And there, someone sent me a TikTok video with this obvious guy who's dressed as Ina Garten. And it's a young guy. Looks nothing like Ina Garten, but it's so funny. And it's him or her making a drink, and that's all it is. And it's just silly and stupid and funny. And damn it, I wish.
Do you see that in Michael? Do you see him outside of the dialects? Do you see him working that side of I can sound like that person on television?
Oh yes,
yes,
yeah. Oh,
really?
Absolutely. But I'm not. You know, I'm hoping for the home run. I'm hoping for your brother and sister.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
I'm hoping for the
stay out of show business.
We all did, but you know what? I look at who are the kids that I'm looking at right now. That there's a friend of mine who has a kid, and this was a guy back in D.C. that was a friend of mine, another older father, and the kid's into wrestling, and I see what these posts are about what he's doing, and I see a picture of his son. Who was a little kid, my kid's age, when I was hanging with this guy.
Yeah.
And you see the kid now, and the kid is absolute granite. He's chiseled. He's like, and he's an elite athlete wrestler.
Mm. Mm.
And you know, it's like, and I see what the father's planning, and I'm like, I'm not in that that category. You know, for me, I'm just trying to stay ahead of it. Like, for example, the best news I got the movie right before we went on the air. I got the best news I could get. Today, the game plan was going to be pick my son up at the bus, take him down to golf, cancel the golf practice that he has after his regular golf because he has a baseball game at 6 o'clock. And he says to me, Dad, I wish I could play the ball. I said, you know what? You can do both. We're going to cancel. I'm calling up. And then Carla calls me and says, Collier County off of school this week. Spring break in Collier County. No golf today. I'm like, and this sigh of relief that I can just dedicate myself to one sport instead of two. But I go by the philosophy an inch deep, a mile wide. I am not at 8 years old going to concentrate on one particular activity. I'm going to have my son playing flag football, playing little league, playing golf, and getting piano lessons, which, by the way, you know, the time that's been invested in that, pretty interesting watching him play piano and watching him kind of turn a corner on that and doing pretty well with that right now. But I don't know how long that's going to last. But my point is, as far as
this young man that you remember is now chiseled and made out of granite, made an impression.
It's just that you know, right, obviously they're focused on one sport and they're doing all this blah blah blah. But I like the idea of well-rounded. I like the idea of not
let's get
being
him
the focus.
Coding classes.
And who's
some
the
STEM.
Kid? Was it Marinovich?
Yeah.
The father tried to make
Chicago
the kid
Bears.
Into a superior athlete.
Wouldn't let him have sugar in his cake.
Birthday
cake.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So we might as well transition to the day. Today, over the weekend.
Maybe somebody should have done for you years ago.
Well, maybe. Maybe. You know what? When you talk about psychology, Oscar, my mom raised during the Depression.
Yeah.
And the O'Mara household, I had a fine middle class background as a child. I was a happy child. I was provided for. It was fine. But I will say that my mother, God rest her beautiful soul, she, being a child of the Depression, mealtime was not abbondanza time. No. Especially when the whole nuclear family was at the table. There was enough. There was just enough. Mm. There was always just enough. And so when I moved on to my own world, and Carla's kind of the same way. Carla and I, for example, Thanksgiving is decadent at our house. We have way too much. We always have way too much. That's the way we think. So maybe there's something to that, that because it was sparing and all that,
I should
maybe
be
that's why.
300 pounds, because my parents, you couldn't leave the table without finishing everything. Your plate was supposed to be clean.
Right.
And I remember sitting there.
Because they didn't want to waste anything.
They didn't want to waste anything at all. Mm-hmm. That's not healthy.
Yep. Absolutely. I get it. I completely get that.
Yeah.
So who knows? But the journey this weekend was Carla had been seeing this nutritionist who happens to work maybe three doors down from where she works.
Great band.
And they have a business. I'm not going to give them a plug because I certainly paid my money for them.
There wasn't a professional courtesy?
No. And Carla, when it comes to this kind of stuff, she's pretty astute. And so, but I was still dreading it because she had said she's very firm and she's turned out to be a very nice lady. But when you're getting nutritional information from an individual who's sitting across from you, who does not appear to have any body fat, when this person, obviously is walking the walk, look like, bigger arms than I have, but an incredibly lean body. She is just looks like a, looks kind of like she might be in competitions. And I think she does fitness competitions.
Love it.
So, and she's super smart. And so it ended up, and she was not totally humorless, but it was very information intensive when I sat down there. And I think it's either her boyfriend, fiance, or husband works in the same place, makes meals that that can be added to your diet program. And there's a small gym there. This whole business is a and what happened during the discussion was I am now going to be seeing the husband as well. Because my body analysis, I've got the whole thing for you. Are you ready for
it?
I've got the whole thing.
This is all spurred on. Am I going too far to say that, Rob's health scare has opened all our eyes up?
Well, I think Carla was motivated to, she had seen this lady already and was motivated to get me in there with the health scare because it's time. And so it's long overdue and I was ready for it. I was ready for it. But I was still dreading it. I was a little freaked out by the entire thing. When you get in there and you start getting these little tidbits of information, it's interesting. I'm at day one. This is day one for this. I'm not making any promises as to what's going to happen, but I'm telling you that doing this side by side with my partner in life, Mrs. O'Mara, we'll see where it goes. And I am going to be embarking on a little journey that I've never really embarked on before. Been on lots of diets, been on lots of, done it different ways. This is more of a labor-intensive food recording situation than I've ever had before. This is called, they're called macros. Have you heard of macros?
I know, the macro and grill.
The macros. Protein, carbohydrates, fats.
Ooh.
And, my total calorie, I don't mind talking about it because it's a journey, and if I screw it up, I'll admit it right here on the air. I'm not going to fake
President
you out or
Macron?
Anything like that.
That's
Macron?
That's
macros. I will not burden people
Macro
with
machines.
All the details. The burden is mine. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that the total calories that I – would you like to guess my total calories? I think I told you already, so we'll see what happens.
When I've done calories in the past, well, you're probably going to do 1,500. 1,500 is brutal.
No.
What are you
doing? More than that. 2,300.
Oh, that's like 3 days for me.
2,300 calories. But it's the type of calories. A day.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I'm big. I got measured. I got
it's
measured.
It's not about being big.
I'm large enough to eat.
How many calories were you consuming on average a day prior to this?
I have no idea because I wasn't writing them down.
Oh, okay.
But I would go to an average day for me would be Usually when I'm playing golf, no breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd roll down to the Happy Valley, and I would, if I was playing late, I might stop at Chick-fil-A, and my standard order at Chick-fil-A would be two regular chicken sandwiches and a Diet Coke. That's a lot of calories.
Damn.
That's a lot of fat.
Isn't a meal one and a drink?
A meal would be like one with a side of fries or something like that, but I wouldn't have the French fries thinking that's fine.
Treat
that's
yourself.
Terrible, you know. treat yourself.
I'll take the fried protein.
And then I'd
protein.
Come home and I'd eat whatever, you know, and I'd eat a lot at night and stuff like that. So I'm eating badly. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to give you my weight because I don't want to do that. But
it's
I
not
will...
near four.
My weight?
Yeah.
400 pounds?
We only see you chest
400
up.
400 pounds?
It's not near four, I'm saying. It's not near four. I'm rooting for you, not against you.
400 pounds?
Mike, we don't see you above the chest.
I'm 303.
Oh, that's much better than I thought.
So it was much better than Carla thought. She thought I was like 318 or something.
Yeah,
like
I would. If all jokes aside, I was like pushing 350. But
no, thank you though.
But after three, it's all the same, right?
No, it's not all the same. The heaviest I've ever been. The heaviest I've ever been in my life is 326.
Okay, thank
you. I've never talked about my weight this honestly. It's you. It's working with just you.
It's the first.
If the other guy was here, I'd be okay. Rob. And Rob's doing better, which is good news, too.
Well, he just lost, what, 50 pounds?
Yep. So getting back to the whole thing. Carla expects me to be more. Here, I'm going to tell you what I do. I go in. I have the sit down. She asks me some questions. She's writing stuff down. She's asking me what I like to eat, blah, blah, blah. It's going on. It's about a half an hour of Q&A. An information session. Then I go out to a machine. And it is a machine that looks kind of like a scale, but it's not a scale. It's a body analysis tool where I stand on these metal footprint things and I hold these sticks in my hand and I get a full kind of body assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me my weight and my body fat percentage, and it gives me where I'm lean and where I'm not lean, and most importantly, the biggest shocker was it tells me how strong my body is in certain areas. So the biggest shocker, the biggest takeaway, with the amount of golf I play, I had always said to myself, well, I know I've got a big old gut here, but you know, I'm out there and I'm getting all these steps in.
Yeah.
What I didn't expect to be revealed to me was just how weak my legs were. And that was the weakest area of my body. And of course, if your legs are weak, that's the key to the whole thing. So I have these little, they don't look weak until I was putting on socks the other day and mm-hmm. I looked at them and I said, well, maybe they could be a little better toned. But they don't look bad. They don't look bad. Why am I rambling on like this?
Because you're embarrassed.
But it was a big shot.
You should.
Well,
be.
No, I thought carrying this weight around Oscar would enable me to, you know, to keep my legs in good shape. It's not the case, and it makes sense because ever since the surgery for my hips, I have not gained back the muscle mass that I need to. You know, to do other things and to be a
I ride bikes,
I can take long walks, I can do that, but I don't, I want to get
you're
my
not doing
back.
Air squats. I, because I'm a friend, I started Googling objects that weigh 300 pounds, just so you have perspective.
Blurry.
There are refrigerators that weigh 300 pounds. I thought they weighed less for some reason. I didn't know.
Call me the fridge. Thank you very much.
Most three seat sofas weigh 300 pounds. So next time you think about that.
You're an ass. He's an ass pony.
A smaller pool table can weigh 300 to 500 pounds, up to 1,000, depending on if it's regulation.
That could be my nickname now, pool table.
A 3D printed car can weigh 300 pounds.
Yes. Wow. Yes, I get it. A car?
Yes, a 3D printed car.
That's very specific.
What is that? Is that a car you can get in and drive?
Yeah, this is new cars. They're just giving you. I don't think this list is meant to uplift you. It's just things that you could weigh as much as a car.
You think? Yeah, I'm feeling very uplifted.
An
right
old
now.
Upright piano is 300 pounds.
All right, we're done. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So the machine.
Wait, here you go.
Oh, last no. One.
A newborn elephant can weigh 300 pounds. So at least and not a full grown, a newborn.
Adorable.
Thank yes.
Thank you very much. Glad to hear it. So out of this thing, I get my body analyzed, and out of this, I now will be seeing her beau 2 days a week, and I will be not doing cardio. I will be doing strength training.
Good.
So that is my
don't overdo
new thing.
It, though. Don't I, overdo it.
Well, I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
I want to so do it correctly. Injured. I don't want to hurt myself because I still like playing golf. By the way, if I can just throw a little sidebar in.
Please.
I know you like to say
please,
sidebar.
Yes. I like
your boy.
Too.
I know a lot of people watched the Masters over the weekend. A little round of golf with my friend Scott yesterday at his particular joint, and threw a little eagle out there. Eagle, a little par
nice.
Five on and two, made the putt for eagle. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! 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 So anyway, very happy about that. So getting back to it, Saturday was the day. She said it was going to be a day or two before the. Printout came in. It actually came in yesterday, the full printout, about 11 pages of information for me, along with meal plans, recipes, all of that. And so I utilized the rest of the weekend to completely go off the rails.
Oh,
no, I really didn't go off the rails. No. So it starts today. We did a fun thing last night because it's a lot of information because my calories are not exactly, you know, just keep it 2300 calories. It's much more detailed with that, with proteins and fats and carbohydrates. And you'll be surprised to know more carbohydrates than protein.
Oh, I thought they would deprive you of carbohydrates.
Not what you normally think. Once you know, but they're not the kind of carbohydrates that you would think. They're
smart
different
carbs.
Kind of. They're yeah. So anyway, that's the boring stuff. I won't burden
macro.
You with that. But I'm really macros. I'm still learning, and Carla's all in on this.
There's probably people listening right now that have taken this journey and know exactly what you're talking about, and others will go on the journey with you. So the fact that you're sharing is great.
Well, would you not agree that it's pretty refreshing to sit down with a person who's telling you how you're going to what you're going to put into your body and how you're going to eat, and sitting across from a person that is arguably the most fit person you've ever seen.
Oh,
and I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
That's how fit this woman
yes.
was.
I was in a jazzercise class once, and the instructor did not look fit. He actually looked the opposite of fit.
Well, I've been to nutritionists before that were not fit.
And I said,
I am, you know?
Like, were you fit? What happened? I didn't think that. He was getting gassed when he was teaching it, and I was gassed already because I wasn't used to doing the moves. This is the next girlfriend. Didn't really work out. But
it's a drag, though, isn't it? When you're seeing somebody say, why are you telling me what to do?
And
when obviously what you're doing
is not
correct.
This is not a body shaming issue. This is simply like, if you're going to, this is personal. If you're going to yell at me about something, I have to see that you're already doing that.
This is a person who obviously takes it so seriously that they're in a competitive situation.
Yes.
So I think, and this is a person who is eating the type of stuff that that will get her to this level. So I'm sitting there and going, well, who, it just makes total sense when you're looking at somebody like that.
When I was in Phoenix, best shape of
super
my life.
Super smart.
CrossFit. But one of the first times I ever had a personal trainer provided to me by the radio station. Wouldn't pay you a salary, but they would make you go do something that made them money.
Right.
So I,
but it was free.
Yeah, but the guy was, he was a dreamboat. You know what I mean? I want to take shots off his abs. And I respected him when he told me to do more sit-ups.
Yeah. It works that
yes.
way. It works that way. You don't want to disappoint him. So I'm on my journey. It starts today. And already it's little modifications that... And it's funny when you think about little details, like black coffee without any sweetener in it. It's very interesting. It's really... that I haven't done in a very, very long time. And then you look at what is in the fridge, getting ready. Little details. It's interesting. The tough part for me was to hear that I may be this mountain of a man who has little old lady legs, you know, yeah. that are covered with a big trunk and you can't tell. It's not like they look, they don't look bad. My legs don't look bad. But obviously, after the hip surgery, I never got back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact. I mean, that it still hurts to do certain yeah. things. Lifting your leg up into the car. So I'm hoping that, that's going to come
in,
around.
I saw you get in the Volvo. It was tender.
It was a little, it was a little tender.
I was
tender.
Like, eh. Yeah. But yeah. you build muscle around those titanium stems, then you'll be okay.
That's what's going to happen. And overdue. I think he's very aware of that. And this guy, and he's
another
super
fit guy.
Does he know
your celebrity?
I think Carla, I walked outside with Michael and then I came back in and Carla was talking about that, you know, like that. I had a wonderful, this place where I was playing golf yesterday, met a guy from the D.C. area, raised in D.C., was talking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And I was going, Howard Stern, I said, where did you listen? In D.C. Oh, I said, if you listen to him then you listen to me. I said, really? I said, yeah, the Don and Mike show. Mm-hmm. Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon. And I swear to God, this was the reaction I got. Oh, yeah. And that was it. So, it was a Howard guy that maybe didn't enjoy our show.
I hate that feeling.
As much. Well, you know.
Like, I've never had the success to even assume that someone would know who I am.
Yeah.
So when...
I was a little cocky, and I got... Because after that moment, there were no comments, no questions, nothing. 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 Now, look, in fairness to us, I know there are probably people that listen to us that didn't listen to Howard as much.
Yes.
That's probably happened, but many more people know Howard. It was a moment, though. You know, I was kind of swinging D when I said, well, if you listen to him, you listen to us. He's like, oh. And the eyes squinted a little bit like, okay. I know there were some other shows on that station. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Then I got an eagle.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you'll listen to that.
So I'm ready. What else did I want to put in here? They, got the calories all laid out, the type of calories. And the hardest thing for me will be to stick with the recording. But I've got a helper with that. And Carla's really helping me with that part where you have to have the right amount of protein, right amount. And we'll see what happens. I'm very, very excited to begin this journey. And I'll let you know. I'll give you a progress report every month or so and let you know how things are checking out. Because I don't want to come in here and be Mr., you know, every day talking about that because it's bad enough talking about it right now.
But if you succeed, then you're inspiring America. If you fail,
we'll see what happens. Yes. Then if I fail, I'll still be the funny, jolly uncle
you're human
that you've all known to love.
The people that bet against you will be happy.
Right. So we'll see what happens.
So it's a win-win.
So we did have.
I have to give you a little credit. It's not easy to go to somebody and someone tell you this is going to be hard,
yep.
and you follow through.
It is. It's gonna. How can it not be? I mean, it's like
you could have said no. I'll give you an example. There's a gym across the street here that a month ago I went to. They sat me down. They said we're going to deprive your entire body of carbs. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. And
right.
I'm running two businesses. I don't need to add another layer of stress in my life.
I'm a little worried about that. I would be lying if I didn't say that with what we've kind of dealt with the last couple of weeks, that life has gotten a little more complicated for all of us as we kind of...
But I wasn't ready, but you're ready. You're ready. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Right. Has anyone told you your hair today reminds me of the movie Something About Mary?
It's crazy. A little crazy. I was early.
Pony.
I got here at 8:30.
You know the scene with Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't want to go out with a loaded chamber, Mike. I wanted to come in here nice and relaxed.
It's a good TV day, folks.
Yes.
It really is a good
all
TV
over the
day.
Place.
So what else? I think that's about it as far as the food, and I will keep you posted over the weekend because it hadn't my, you know, this is the way my brain thinks sometimes, you know, the last hurrah. I said, well, I haven't got my information yet, and I will not completely go off the rails, but I didn't at all. I had two meals after this meeting, three meals after this meeting where I had my favorite little breakfast at Mel's Diner, followed by after Michael's 14-hour golf tournament on Saturday, we went to Mia, Iguana Mia. which you know is liquid calories with the fabulous margaritas.
Yeah.
And then we just shared a large plate of nachos. All bad for you. All very bad for you. That's why we woke up in the morning. And then last night, you know, I knew that was it. And we were at our friend's house and said, you know, we're thinking maybe would pizza be okay? By the way, if you say that in any kind of social gathering, would pizza be okay? You know, Carl and I both thrust our arms at my pizza's fine. Yeah. I do get one meal per week to throw caution to the wind. So that'll be fun.
Is there a time limit on the meal?
It's 8 hours. 8 hours of pure eating.
Oh, it's Saturday. It's
Carla,
treat day.
It's the long lunch.
Saturday is treat day, pony boy. Saturday is treat day. Yeah, but we'll see what happens. The part of the problem on Saturday was I love having my son in all these activities, but I will tell you that they put him in a group of three girls and three boys. And it was called a scramble where they all hit one. They all hit a shot and then they play the best one. Then they all hit the shot again. I don't know what happened to these supervisors that were running this tournament, but the head honcho was gone when we finished 3 hours later to play nine holes of golf. Mm. Every parent out of their minds. Every parent, you know, loving their children, supporting their children, out there with their kids. Every parent. The children, anywhere from 8 years old, my son's age, up through 11 or 12, if you want to guarantee disinterest and minds wandering, just make the game. I don't know what these kids were thinking that were supervising. I know one of the guys is there, you know, I'm really, hey. And then, of course, when I saw his hat blew off, that he had blue hair.
Mm.
I'm a 62-year-old, so I had blue hair. No wonder he's not managing those kids. It just went on. And I finally said something. I was that bad.
I don't have, and I don't even know what nine holes should take.
Nine holes should take, at the most, about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's if you're really going slow.
Oh.
In a scramble format, you could probably fly through it. But they didn't, the level with these supervisors and I will say, the kids are the kids.
Of course,
are going to like look up into space and they're going to be dancing around and they're going to, you know, but the supervisors have to be laser focused, and nothing could have been further from the truth, you know? And I didn't say what I wanted to say, especially for the girls supervisor. It's like, excuse me, would you mind not playing with your hair and focusing on what's going on? And it was on and on. And then, you know, we're like the mob. We talk to another mother who's, you know, we have dinner plans and we don't know what's going to, suddenly the parents start becoming a cohesive unit.
Yes.
Because it's taking so long. This is not what the game should be. The game should be fun. And it's fun if you go, bop, 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 bop.
Do you start, the ball, boom. Can you heckle? Could you say best ball? Best ball.
I walked up personally.
Oh, okay.
I walked up personally to the boys' supervisor. Who's a young man who runs, I know him because he runs the thing Michael's in all the time. And I know him and I've chatted with him before. And he's old enough to know that, you know, he knows me. And he's also old enough to hear language.
Yeah.
So I said, hi, listen, what the F is going on here? And he's like, yeah. But there was nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. And so it was. So that was why afterwards, my buddy Oli came out to see my son, which is about as sweet a friend of mine.
Who does that?
There's your Latin guys.
Yeah.
Latin guys are thoughtful like that. Latin guys do that. My buddy Oli comes out and then he stays for one shot, not a hole. He stays for one shot. I said, I think I'm going to go back. Oli, I don't blame you. See you later. Yet. And then Oli texts us. We're out there. Do you want me to bring you some wine? Because it's over near Oli's house.
Yes.
And then Oli invites us over to his house for wine. And that's when we say, yes, we just finished. Yes, we'll be over there. So it's wine at Oli's and then Iguana Mia. Ooh. And then waking up Sunday morning going, it was fun. Look, I'm all for kids being involved in things. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. But please, for the love of God, supervise. Yeah, show them that it's fun. It's not fun for anybody. It's not fun for the parents, not fun for the kids, certainly not fun for the supervisors. And I didn't want to be that guy that was going to call the supervisor of the whole thing. But if I bump into him, I think I'm going to quietly mention in a very sweet way, you know, that was quite the idea. It's not good. It's not good at all.
If you don't demand the best, how are you going to get the best?
It was every parent. Let me say, there was a mom, two dads, and Carla and me. And for the six kids there. So not all the kids had a parent there. Probably the in-the-know parents are like, you know, the car's moving at like 10 miles an hour. Hop out. See you in 3 hours.
Text me when you're done.
We'll see what happens with that. So we have to take a break. We will come back with the homepage. Got a good one today. And more fun and more thrills. Oscar wants to do something stupid with a car. We'll have that later in the program today. Well, Santa
died later. Me.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. Pony, everything working now? Everything?
Absolutely. We are all set.
And all that. And that guy's not cutting a hole in the ceiling. Good. We'll be right back.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
I'm here to tell you that the Disney company has come calling.
This is a little clubhouse.
If you're going to tell me to get in a Rascal scooter, I'm going to tell you to go to hell. Disney.
How do you feel about wheelchairs?
Remember when you ate that one cheesecake just by yourself?
I don't like cheesecake. Oh. Rob, feel better. We miss you.
Disney!
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or a whole year. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Get your subscription today. Click the bonus show banner now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Buckle up.
Periodically on the Mike O'Mara Show, you know, we ask you to step up for us and help us along. One of our finest advertisers and one of our longest relationships is with a company called Harry's. And we're in a situation right now with Harry's where we want you to step up and support a great advertiser. You know, we are, the best way to describe the Mike O'Mara Show is that we are not as small as certain podcasts, but we're not as big as other podcasts. We have to work hard to please our advertisers and to help our advertisers, especially the ones we really love. I love Harry's. I really use the products. I've used them since they signed on with us. I use their face wash. I use their shaving gel. I certainly use their razors, which are the best in the biz. And now I would like the TMOS family, TMOS Nation, to step up and please this particular advertiser, because I think they deserve it. They're a good company, and I want you to support this show by supporting Harry's, all right? We're wild about Harry's, just like the song. The song is gone, but I'm still wild about him. Not Harry Carey either, not Harry Morgan. I'm talking about Harry's razors and all the amazing stuff that Harry sells. I use it all. I'm a Harry's glutton. Razor face wash, body wash, the best shave gel, all on my face. And please, I'd love you to get involved with Harry's too. If you haven't done it by now, you can really help the Mike O'Mara Show by supporting our wonderful advertiser, Harry's. I swear you won't know when to change your blades. They're that sharp, and they stay that sharp. A Harry's blade is like the Mike O'Mara Show. Never dull. And right now, new customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for this. Listen to this. It's just $3. If you do that today for an uncle, a father, a son, a brother.
A great Easter gift.
You will help us enormously.
My wife uses my Harry's razors.
Periodically, with all of our advertisers, we like to show them what we can do. And in this particular circumstance, I really want to show Harry's what the Mike O'Mara Show is capable of when we put our mind to it. So go to harrys.com/TMOS and get your wonderful trial set for just $3. You shouldn't have to choose between a close, comfortable shave and a fair price, so they give you both. I swear to you, it's a better experience every shave, and you'll see big savings over time, and it feels good to support an up-and-comer instead of Big Razor. We like Harry's. Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customer can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value, and you can get it for just $3. Do it today. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. And if you do that, I'll be your best friend for life. It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. All right, let me see what I've got here. I'm doing it. Oh, God.
Mike's take. Boop, boop, boop.
It's one of those
Oscars take.
It's one of those. We're not doing Oscars take.
Ponies take.
All right?
Oscars
take. We're not. We're doing the homepage. Thank you. Oh, I got to plug it in.
Santa's take.
Doodly 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 doodly.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Talk about you want to talk about being tired? That's me today. And it's not because of no calories. All right, let me see if it's going to work now. Hit the button, please. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and the Academy has spoken. Will Smith banned from the Oscars for the next 10 years. The ban also includes all other Academy events, but he gets to keep the Oscar he won this year, and he can still be nominated and win Oscars while he's banned. In their statement on Friday, members of the Academy also admitted that they fell short in their response during the ceremony and thanked Chris Rock for keeping his composure. Will issued a statement saying, quote, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision." At a stand-up gig Friday night, Chris continued to not address the slap. He said, quote, "He is funny. I'm okay. I have a whole show, and I'm not talking about that until I get paid. Life is good. I got my hearing back." That's funny. It does look like the kind of thing that would cause a little ringing in the ears.
Oh, yeah.
Class move by Chris Rock as
paid. Do you think he's joking
does.
Or...
You know, you wonder, don't you, whether, you know, with that, when you get popped that
I
much.
I think of paid by the Academy for not keeping them safe.
Right.
I think of getting paid by Will Smith for being a big dummy. I think of getting paid by a network to talk about what happened.
Right.
As an exclusive.
Yep.
You never know. Anything's possible.
Waiting to get paid. That's kind of cryptic. We'll see what happens with that one. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are engaged again.
Mm.
Yay. And I just know they're going to do it this time. It's going to work this time. I know it is. Jennifer teased a major announcement Saturday on Instagram, pointing fans to her online newsletter on thejlo.com, where she posted a video of herself wearing her new engagement ring. Yay. It has a green stone with a silver band, if you were wondering, Oscar, what that is.
Well, do you have the number of times she's been married?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she eclipses you.
Let's see. By the numbers, Jennifer has been married 3 times already.
With this new one, she eclipses you.
So, yeah, because it'll be 4.
Yeah, so you can't even cast stones.
Well, yeah, I can if she's going to number 4. I can now.
You can, if it happens.
Right. One jeweler that saw her ring estimated it could be worth more than $5 million, maybe even $10
million. Yeah.
$10 million on her finger.
Wasn't the original engagement ring worth $25 million? That yellow canary diamond?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That Ben
From
Affleck
15 years ago? Yeah.
I don't know. Good
How
memory.
Do I know
I don't,
this?
Well, I don't know.
I'm broken.
Ben and Jennifer were engaged once before in 2002, but they called it off less than 2 years later. Let's see. 3 times for her. She has twins, Max and Emmy, with ex-husband Mark Anthony. Ben has been married only once to Jennifer Garner, who I love.
Yes.
I mean, I think that if you couldn't make it work with old Jennifer Garner. But they have 3 kids, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel. So
he's also in recovery, Ben Affleck. So,
yes.
I mean, probably a lot of that chaos came from alcoholism.
I think it was like doing horrible things on private planes. Listen, this is a sad story. There's no other way around it. What a drag. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins died this weekend when he was hit and killed by a dump truck on a highway near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I know the highway they're talking about here, and I don't know what the hell he was doing on a major interstate like that. He was only 24 years old. It was like 6:47 in the morning. Who knows? Not much is known about it yet. ESPN's Adam Schefter said Haskins stopped along the side of the highway and got out of his vehicle, possibly because he ran out of gas. Okay. He was trying to cross the highway when he was hit. It happened early Saturday morning. So you never know what's going on with these situations. He was drafted out of Ohio State 2019 by the Commanders. But released after 2 seasons. He was in Florida training for what would have been his 2nd season with the Steelers.
It's tragic. What the true takeaway for me, Mike, and what was so heartbreaking as I saw this news break in real time while I was here at the office yesterday, on Saturday, this past weekend, was that not just the promise and the pedestal that we put these NFL stars on, but anyone at that age passing is just tragic, let alone someone that, you know, essentially had his entire life ahead of him with a fiance and just a family. And it's just the ties to DC are you know, important, but it's beyond that.
You never know.
Just tragic.
You never, ever know. Very, very sad. Have you somehow managed to dodge COVID for the past 2 years, folks? If so, I'd like you to know you're clearly not very popular, and I'm right there with you. A doctor in South Korea is catching heat after he tweeted that anyone who hasn't caught COVID yet clearly has no friends. That's not true. Or as he put it, you've got interpersonal problems. I'm with people every day of the week. I am interacting with people every day of the week. I didn't catch it. I've never had COVID. You've never had it. You're around people all the time.
Yeah, but it's also, there is a level of, we're just not going out. We're not going out at a high clip.
I'm happy that if people don't get it, it's not that you don't have friends, it's that you're doing it the right way. This guy's not just a doctor. He's also the vice president of the Korean Vaccine Society. So people thought it was weird he'd make fun of instead of giving vaccines credit. Plus, most people who have avoided friends the last 2 years did it because they had to, not because they wanted to. He claims people just took it the wrong way, and all he meant was it's hard to avoid the virus if you enjoy being around people. He's an idiot. This doctor from Korea is an idiot, so screw him.
That's a gaffe.
He shouldn't be president of the Vaccine Academy.
But it is true. There is there are groups of friends that I knew that were socializing in the depths of the pandemic. That I didn't hold it against them. With my parents and the way that we were trying to keep them safe, we just stayed away from everyone.
Yeah. And I, by the way, I believe in all the things like being outside as a factor, because most of my contact with human beings during the pandemic was outside, out of doors. That's the way I did. I didn't go to crowded, you know, a couple of times when I look back. Do you remember when, boy, it's so hard to think about early in the pandemic. Remember when I would go and have a couple of toddies with my friends and then go to like a second location that was inside and then come home and say, oh, my God. And
I can't
wait
believe
that
I just
two
walked,
or three
yeah,
days.
Yeah.
I can't believe I put myself in jeopardy like that. And it just seems like a long time ago when that was.
You all were tailgating in the parking lot.
We were tailgating in the parking lot. But I remember one time going out with the guys across the street over here to an indoor joint and thinking to myself, oh, my God, what did I do? You know, I'm with all the people that politically didn't give a rat's ass about it. And, you know, I took that chance and it was stupid and I shouldn't have done it. So there's that. One of the things that's keeping Rob Spiewak chugging along is the game Wordle. He plays all the time. He posts it along with the support of his friends and his wife and his family and all you listeners. That's Rob's Wordle is chugging along every day. I play it maybe every 2 days, but I love it. I love Wordle. If you play it, you're in the camp who uses the same opening word every day. That's not true. I don't. Or do you mix it up? Oh, it's asking the question. I mix them up. I feel like when I play Wordle that I get an intuition on the first word to use. Like with the way my day is going or something that's influenced me.
That's the gambler in you, though.
That's the gambler in me. The New York Times did some analysis to find the most optimal words to begin with. And I'm going to help you out here. If you don't want to hear it, turn the radio down. They say the best starting word is, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? If you are looking for Wordle help, the best starting word you can use is crane.
Oh.
C-R-A-N-E.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true.
Cheat code.
I think they're messing with you. Others that are good include crate, slate, slant, trace, all with A's. Lance, cart, carte, C-A-R-T-E, least,
cart.
And trice. Is trice a word?
Yes.
Pony, is trice a word?
I loved her trice.
Yeah, Trice Atkins.
Stop it. Take me out to the ball game. So how did they settle on Crane? Well, not surprisingly, they used digital bots to optimize the results. The Times says their Wordle bot solves the 2,309 possible Wordles using the fewest number of guesses when it starts with Crane. So they did it with the computers.
I'm jealous when people post their Wordle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just,
I hate it. I don't even pay attention to it.
Well, I'm jealous because who has the time?
Yeah, well, it's I'm not interested in you how soon you solved your Wordle. I like playing it myself. It's all about me. So F off. the word really, I'm sorry.
I think we
You know what posting Wordle how I did on my Wordle is without giving the answer or anything like that. That's just like a cat picture. That's just like a cat. You're chewing up Facebook for absolutely no reason. All right?
Yeah.
Put something up amusing.
Or of value.
All right, I got three now, all right? You post your Wordle solution, then you put your cat video, then every once a year it's like, 13 years ago, I married my best friend.
Oh, Mike. You're... Okay.
So I'm pissing everybody off right now.
That's the majority of America.
It's useless. You know, picture, you know, I mean, I love Steve Bridges. He puts one more picture of his goddamn dog or cat up.
Oh, I like
those. I'm going to hit the roof. What?
I like those.
Oh, God.
He's just checking in.
By the way, the word dealt is the most successful in hard mode. What is that? Is that like dirty? I don't know what's happening. Where you have to use any revealed green or yellow letters in future guesses. Oh, all right. I like playing Wordle. I don't need to see how you did. It's not going to make me judge you any more favorably as a human being. Maybe less favorably. How about that? No, I'm not playing that. You're playing this one. Come on, I got upset. And now a little something something. A shopping mall's Easter bunny got
tased. I feel like you're going to scream out, a less Wordle, more sit-ups.
Right. Well, that's me. God, I hope I don't have to do. I know what I'm going to have to do. Leg workouts. Oh, my. With my bird legs. A shopping mall's Easter bunny actor got tased by police in Illinois the other day. Luckily, he was not in costume when it happened, so any kids who were there weren't traumatized. It happened last Thursday night at St. Clair Square Mall in Fairview Heights, Illinois, and there aren't a ton of details yet. Police say he was dressed as the Easter bunny earlier in the day, but had changed out of his costume. They haven't said what led up to it, but he assaulted a female cop around 7 p.m. and then started running through the mall. Cops ended up having to tase him to get him into custody, and it sounds like he could face felony charges for assaulting an officer. Bad, bad, bad. No word yet from the mall or the company they work for their Easter bunny meet and greet, so it's not clear if they found a replacement bunny yet. Luckily for the Easter Bunny, there were no witnesses since no one has been to a mall since 1997. Thank you very much. Very good. We got to take a break, and we will come back with. I want to find out about what you're doing with the car. You're doing something.
This is
silly.
Huge news. Huge news.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. We'll take a break, and we will come back more with more. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show with Oscar and Pony and Mike and maybe Rob tomorrow. Rob's feeling better. Good.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl, literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarryShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm about 40 minutes away from my overnight oats. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, 654 Electric E-Bikes. Have you seen something new and unfamiliar? Has it been around D.C.? If you're one of our D.C. listeners, fear not. It's just Oscar on his brand new electric e-bike. Oscar, it looked cool when you showed it this last week. Are you loving it? Do you love it?
It's the instant power that comes from an e-bike and arriving to work not sweaty is nice. Because I've gone from my house to the office and then said, well, I could never do this in a dress shirt because I'd be, even though I'm going a couple miles, I'd be sweaty.
Right. That's great.
Electric e-bike. The
mission is simple. Make bikes accessible for everyone. It's a surprisingly affordable bike starting at just $799. I thought that they would be more expensive than that. That's way less than the competition. They're adjustable and customizable, so they're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged.
Yes.
You'll be on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour. Be careful, you, on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. And it's great not buying gas. Plus, it's the way more eco-friendly experience than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow and sand. when you want to ride through the sand.
Tires are great. Mike,
if you're doing a desert podcast.
I roll into the garage here like a car.
Right.
I wave to my garage guy. Don't need a pass for this bike. I roll onto the elevator, come right to the fourth floor, and roll right off and park it.
You're the coolest.
It's like the Batman.
Join the affordable e-bike revolution.
The Batman.
Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free foldable mountable bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use the code TMOS at electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com. I'm going to check them out today. They're very, very cool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So speaking of electric, because you're trying to minimize your carbon footprint, I have no idea. Sometimes what you say to me goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, you're talking about a
Mercedes.
No, no.
And you were going to convert it into a
My experience electric with electric plant. Has opened my eyes up to the instant power of an electric motor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the world of Tesla, I'm aware. I can't see myself driving one of those or even getting a new car because I've got this bike.
But well, if you came across your internet screen.
Well, I don't, and this is not for me. This is for others. I've got the bike now. I don't need another mode of transportation.
Are you using that e-bike as your primary mode of transportation?
My wife's got her car, and now I've got the bike. We're square. Right. Uh-huh. But I was sitting there with this weekend talking to my dad, and he was discussing possibly selling his Mercedes with real Mercedes leather.
He's got an older one, right?
Yes, he's got an older one.
Okay.
And I said, Dad, you're probably you might be get ahead. You might be able to take this to the dealership and get some solid dollars that you wouldn't maybe last year. But have you ever thought of converting this car into an electric car?
And I didn't know you could do that.
We didn't either. He goes, do you think there's someone that could do that? And I said, I just feel like we've come a long way. And most of you don't know that years ago, in order to create demand and a new level of electric prowess in this country, Elon Musk gave away the patents to his electric motor. He made them open patents.
Oh, all right. So what you're talking about, really, the expense would be, my question to you would be, can you like lift out a combustion engine and in the same spot plunk down an electric engine in the same spot?
The answer is, as of 2021, yes.
Really? Well, where did you find this out? I didn't know anything about this.
There's a handful of shops and certified shops that will take an old vehicle, mm-hmm. and there are certain kits. Like if you were going to buy a new engine don't think about this as this is new technology. It's simply getting a new engine for your car, but you're getting an electric motor.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
When I was a younger man, I put a new engine in my Jeep Grand Cherokee because the first engine blew. It cost as much as of what the car was worth then.
Think it's a pretty expensive project to do that.
So so for $10,000, new engine, a new setup for a Jeep Grand Cherokee in today's dollars, You could get the same, but retrofit your entire vehicle depending on your make and model. So let's say for $20,000, you could take an old car and make it an electric car, which I think is...
Is it worth it, though? It's not. I don't think it's worth it. Do you?
Well, it depends on the person and what they're going to get.
I mean, if you really love your old car, but I mean, you've got to... I think you at some point have to measure the money in to money okay. out. Like, if you get a vintage Mercedes, what year is your father's German sports car?
What is it? 1964.
Oh, it's a 19. No.
Like a Mercedes Pagoda? Like an old school?
What year is his Mercedes?
Yeah, 1964.
He's got a 1964 Mercedes?
Yes. That barely runs.
Oh, wow. All right, let me look at that. What is it? What kind is
it's
it?
It's a, was it? Is it an E? 230 SL.
Oh, so it is a sports car.
Yeah, it's a little convertible.
I'm going to look at it. All right,
that barely runs. That was like a diplomatic vehicle at one point.
230 SL?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let me look. Oh, now you got me intrigued.
I think the blue book on it is, well, in the shape it's in, it's maybe worth like 25.
Oh, because it's not super classic.
Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, man, Oscar, that's like a gorgeous automobile.
Right?
Now, I'm all in with you now on this. This is so cool. Is it a convertible?
Yes.
Or is it a regular hardtop?
It's a convertible. It comes with both. It comes with both.
Okay. What, do you remove the hardtop? Yeah. Is that how that works?
It's in the shed out there.
Oh, my God, look at that. 1964. Did he buy it as a classic?
So the skinny on this vehicle is that his old boss had imported this from France, this particular vehicle, and that just like that guy, but it's not in that good a shape. It's a Joe Dirt of that guy.
Thanks for the pop-up, douche nozzles.
It barely, there's coolant that leaks, like it's the whole thing, but the engine is like it needs a new everything. Yes.
I think, and I said, in that particular case,
throw some, let's figure out what this costs.
Because you would really have something special then, right?
It's unique.
I mean, have you done enough research to find out like what a resale value?
So we spent an hour yesterday.
So if you put $20,000 into that car.
That's an estimate.
And how's the outside look? Is it banged up at all?
It's going to need a new paint job. The body works great.
The body works great, but it needs paint.
Needs paint.
How's the interior? How's
gonna
the
need,
Mercedes leather seats?
Gonna need what's it called? Some Flex Seal on a.
Is this so? He goes to South America, and this sits in your garage in Olney or something like that.
This is the Mercedes that he used to put stakes on. My mom used to put stakes on the hood to defrost. That I had to get it's just.
It's such a beautiful automobile.
He loves this car more than he loves me.
Really?
Yes.
So he's totally into it. But it's still just sitting there.
That's why he was like, I think I might just sell the car. And I said, okay. And I said, let's go down to the dealership. And he goes, well. So this is the longest conversation to nowhere.
All right. I'm going to tell you something right now. Yes. And I know you, when it comes to generosity in the Santana household, it seems to me that the kids are we're bringing checks to Christmas. And that's the direction it goes.
Buying kitchens.
Have you fantasized, Oscar? And I don't want to make you hit that at some point you would be the beneficiary of this automobile, that you would maybe that this car would maybe be given to you at some point.
I hadn't thought about that because my father usually sells things before he gives them to us. He had a.
We have to take a break. Hold on, we are super late. We got to take one break. We'll come back with more.
It's
on
true.
This. I'm into it. This is like all. This is the way it always goes with you. Your limited English is so frustrating when you explain something. And then I'm all in. I'm looking at this thing. This car belongs to you. You need to be in this car. That's my opinion. I think he thinks that, Pony. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll finish up with this. I can see Oscar driving around in this thing.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS shopping center.
He was going to.
Flags, bunting, yard signs.
Yeah, but unfortunately, turn it down. Sorry. Not running, so that promo doesn't work anymore.
Kill it.
Sorry about that.
Kill the promo.
And Tony, when I say kill him, throw him.
Yeah.
Dead.
Delete. In the trash.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Why do flowers bloom?
Mm.
How do caterpillars turn into butterflies? And why is it warmer now? Spring brings along plenty of questions and so many opportunities to learn. It's the perfect time for discoveries. KiwiCo, you've known them, you've loved them. They deliver monthly science and art projects for kids of all ages. And with KiwiCo, kids will explore different STEAM topics each month, ranging from rainbows to rocket ships and everything in between. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo, and I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast with super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects that are delivered every month. Sometimes he even lets me help, because I love it too. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo to the rescue. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. Step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. I am telling you, I did not expect to get excited about this, and I thought your dad had like a 2012 Mercedes or something. This is a classic, and you want to put an electric engine in it and then say, Dad, go to Bolivia, and I'll take care of the car for you.
He's trying to import this thing to Bolivia.
Oh, really?
Like, you pay double to get anything. He said so many cars he's purchased, and then somehow he pawns off payments to us somehow and makes us feel bad or good about it.
Does he have those cool Mercedes hubcaps on it?
It does. It does.
Oh, God. It's a cool looking car.
It is. It's beautiful when it runs. Or
what color is it?
It's like a maroon.
You got to repaint it in the red.
Yes.
That's what I would do. Is it doable? You really, 20 grand, you get to electrify
that's
a car like this?
What the calculator. And I don't want to just make it about, like, I want anybody that's listening right now to think about, instead of buying something new with the chip shortage, maybe you could reimagine not just a classic car, but your car, and have a better, technically, carbon footprint.
But at the same time, Oscar, if you're talking about a modern vehicle, you know, something after, say, 2010.
You got to do a cost analysis. I get that.
You got to do a cost analysis. And, you know, probably the vast majority of people, it would be cost efficient to trade in their old car for an electric
new
car.
New technology.
When you're talking about this, you're talking about something that would be really an amazingly unique vehicle. I mean, I'm all in on this. It would be so cool if you did that, especially
instant
since
power.
You're saying that the car would need a complete overhaul anyway, right?
Yeah, and that's something that needs to be project man. Like, I got enough to work on and fix in my life.
But you're a car dude.
I just thought it was fascinating. What blew my mind was 2 years ago, there weren't any of these shops that were doing this. So if you wanted an electric car, you had to go get and purchase one from one of the dealerships or Tesla. Now you can take your 69 Mustang that needs a new engine and say, am I going to put another 15 grand into this vehicle, or should I make this an electric car? Now, I know that sounds sacrilege for car, like, and real gearheads,
right?
But the technology is here that would allow for you to have a front trunk and still have instant power.
A conversion will cost you about $6,000 in parts and about $1,000 to $3,000 for batteries and installation. But for all this, so this is saying it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Depending on the model.
Right. Gas-powered cars cost the owner about $1,800 a year, blah, blah, blah. That's the, I know what they're saying about that. A light car, 2,000 to 3,000 pounds curb weight, with a, it doesn't have a manual transmission, does it?
Automatic.
The Mercedes, it's automatic?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of doable, right? I mean, it seems like it could.
And, you know, the price differs. We sent an email out to a couple of different shops.
You actually inquired about it?
In Washington. There's one very famous one in Washington State. There's another one in Arizona. And then the closest one is in Delaware. But It just was.
Is the car drivable right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What blew my, right. I guess, I love it when technology allows for what you would see in a monster garage. Like, this isn't West Coast Choppers Pimp My Ride that we're going to make your car electric.
It's very cool.
They have kits for all types of cars to make your car electric.
So do you think if you ponied up that kind of money, right?
Yes.
Like if you had 20 grand.
Yes.
That your dad was willing to put into the car.
Yes.
That you would get, you would give that to the company. They give you back a car that was a 1964 car that was electric. And it was, excuse me. Oh, the new diet is killing me. Oh, my God. Help me. That you get a brand new car back.
Right? I believe that from a business standpoint, it is such a unique value proposition that you could probably sell it for more. Like it would
really?
Be something that most people wouldn't be doing. And you could, and there would be a return on that investment.
I think it's cool. I think you should do it. I think it's a, do you think he might, do you think he might be excited about it? He's a car guy.
Yeah.
Just like you are. Right?
But this is the man that dragged us from before we moved to Olney, Maryland to no less than 5 years of open houses before he pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
So it's going to take
time.
So
it's kind of squeezing money out of him. We'll see what happens. All right. Good luck. Keep me posted.
It is fascinating though, right?
It is absolutely fascinating. If it was a regular, like, you know, relatively newer car, it would be
doesn't make sense.
But I mean that a classic to put an electric engine in that? Oh, I'm all in. I think you should be sitting in that car. All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Oh, it's your boys Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Michael Maris Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the All-You-Can-Eat Kiss concert.
Oh, that's it.
That's a quick
that
one.
Ended quickly. Hey, this portion of our program brought to you by Dadgrass. Mellower vibes, just a drop or a toke away with Dadgrass. We've been telling you about that for a long time now. Dadgrass will take you back to a time when music was on vinyl, Delta was an airline, and hipsters were a style of jeans. Sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind, man. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high quality hemp. It's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine instead of the whole bottle. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the US of A. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound town.
I have always feared, one of my fears have been being on an airplane in one of those situations where you get stuck on the tarmac. Plane flying into, I believe it's Kennedy over the weekend, and they're terrible weather up there on the weekend, and they were diverted to Newark where they're on the tarmac. Now, what happens is I've had this a plane divert to BWI, Thurgood Marshall, from Reagan National. And what happened was they pulled up to the gate and I got off the plane and I ended up going back home. I didn't want to get on a plane again. So you got Newark, which is in the same vicinity of Kennedy Airport. And the people are sitting on the tarmac for a ridiculous amount of time. and they freak out. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest New Yorker you will ever hear, as these people are having none of it. They want to get off the effing plane. Listen up.
Officer, my kids are panicking. People are sick back there. We got to get off this plane. We tried to land four times already. It's dangerous. We're scared to fly. We want to get off. We're 6 hours. It's a three-hour flight. It's not your fault. It's not their fault. We just want to get off. It's our lives. I'm sorry. People are sick back there. People are fainting. People are throwing up. A little respect for human beings. How long can we sit on this crap?
It's not just one person.
Everybody wants to get off. Everybody wants to get off. I want to get off.
Plane load of New Yorkers right there, led by the late Gary Marshall. We want to get off the plane. Santa Claus is the one that's doing it like that. Okay, so a lot of sound, now that I'm doing this for Rob until he comes back, a lot of sound comes my way, and it is... I select them based on a lot of factors, but this is one where it's a cute story where a little kitten gets caught in a drain pipe and they give the kitten CPR and the kitten comes back to life. That's not why I'm playing it, because it's a sweet story. I am playing this because this is one of the weirdest sounding cat people. This guy is a cat person. And well, you be the judge and tell me if you think this person sounds weird. Here's the little kitty cat getting CPR and living after it's caught in a drain pipe.
Oh, baby, don't move, don't move. Stay with me. Oh, God, please let her still be alive. She's not making any noise. Get those towels, Robert, hurry. Gary, do you know CPR? Yes, tell us all about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right? Who's that? Was the cat rescued by a Wiccan priestess or something? What the hell is going on with that?
Yes, tell us all about it.
If I was being adopted, I'd say, can we get someone else?
Yeah, well, let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, please. Tiger Woods, Masters over the weekend. Great winner, Scottie Scheffler. Great guy, smiling.
I thought he was going to break.
It was really, oh, and then again, when he like three putted the last green, maybe four putted. I forgot, he missed a couple of short putts, but he had a 5-shot lead. But I love the smiling. I love the emotion. It's so nice to see a new champion where he's a human being and he shows you his humanity, mm-hmm. unlike a DJ or Brooks Koepka, where it's like, yeah, cool guy, not show any emotion even when I win. Man. It was great. But of course, the story of the weekend was Tiger Woods making the cut and playing in the Masters, and who knows what he's capable of in the future. The ratings go astronomically through the roof when Tiger participates. It's really great for golf. And these are Tiger's thoughts on playing in the Masters.
It's been a tough road, and you know, one that I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to be able to grind through it. A lot of different things could have happened, but 14 months, I'm able to tee it up and play in the Masters.
You know, when you think about the condition of his body 14 months ago and what he did to make the cut, and you've got great golfers like Bryson DeChambeau, you know, 12 over par, didn't make the cut, didn't play on the weekend. A lot of guys didn't play on the weekend. But, you know, there he was, just adding another layer of fun to that tournament. And, you know, as far as a sporting event is concerned, I've talked about this. The listeners were so generous to send Carla and I to the Masters. And being there was one of the great moments of my life. And I say that without any blowing smoke. I meant it. It was so much fun. I was in so much pain. And I walked so many miles at Augusta because I had bad hips. And it was just so great to experience it. I didn't even feel it till the very end. And then we're walking back to the car. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got bone on bone here. This is not cool. It was such a cool experience. When you go to the Masters, everybody wants to share their story about how they got to the Masters. Mm-hmm. And then I can imagine those people that it's such a different experience. You're made to be an adult. They, you know, you can set your little chair down on the green at a home, walk away, and anybody can sit in it, but it's your chair. And so at the end of the day, when you want to sit in it, it's yours and it belongs to you. And people do that all over. And it's just special. When Tiger's involved, I can't imagine how much thrill that was for people just to see him and see how he was brought in. The tournament, it was a runaway. Scotty Scheffler won by 5 strokes, but boy, it was so much fun to watch. It really,
and,
really
and
was.
That's the intangible that he still brings to the game. I'm hoping one day we get a chance to see him play with his son. Not in these little pro-ams, but in on the PGA Tour.
Well, his son has an amazing swing too, and I think he's going to be, you know, genetically, imagine that gene pool, you know, as far as Tiger is concerned. Speaking of gene pool, Julian Lennon, I think a while back said he would never perform his father's song Imagine, but for Ukraine, he changed that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure what the benefit was, but it was involving Ukraine. And of course, how about 60 Minutes last night with the Ukrainian
powerful
President Zelensky? Just what a human being. What a time in history. And I got to root for him. I hope we can get him what he needs and what Ukraine needs. But Julian Lennon decided to tackle Imagine by John Lennon, which is one of my favorite songs ever recorded. And it sounded like this.
Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Sounds like his old
so
man,
cool.
doesn't he? Really, really,
so
really cool. And finally, we leave you with, I like to spotlight certain old comedians that really had a unique niche as far as what they did. Stephen Wright is a guy way, way, way back when I bumped into him. I'm trying to think where it was. Some concert, might have been overseas. I think it might have been the same weekend of the Prince's Trust concert where I met a Beatle. I actually met George Harrison, which was a great moment in my life. I said hi to Stephen Wright, and he looked at me like I was going to stab him with an ice pick, and he moved on. But Stephen Wright, I love the shtick. I've always loved the shtick. I don't know if this is a collection of old or new or just a montage of some of his better lines, but if you've never heard Stephen Wright, people, enjoy the comedy stylings of Mr. Stephen Wright.
Do you think that in Europe that Miles Davis is known as Kilometer Davis? Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. I took a lie detector test. No, I didn't. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's it. We got to get out of here. That's Stephen Wright, everybody. If you never heard him, that's him. It's his whole act. It's his whole show. That's how he does it the whole time. It gets a little weird after a while. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Pony, I haven't heard from old Rob Spiewak. Is he popping in on Tuesday?
He should be. I saw him on Saturday, so I delivered that microphone. He should be ready to go.
Awesome. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And thank you for supporting us. And don't forget that Harry's tip that I gave you. All right, $3. That's what we're asking for, a little support for one of our great advertisers, Harry's Razors. Show them the power of the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Boy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.